Hi there. The word for you today is, God will forgive and restore you. In Luke chapter 15, Jesus told the famous parable of the prodigal son. Let me read part of it to you. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and squandered his wealth in wild living. Now, this young man's sin was bad. I mean, really bad. In a Middle Eastern patriarchal society, the disrespect he demonstrated toward his father is beyond what most of us can relate to. You see, as the younger of the two boys, he was entitled to a third of the family estate, but only after his dad's death. So in a sense, he was sending a message to his dad saying, I wish you were dead. And if you think that's shocking, keep listening. His father's response of love and grace is even more shocking. And if you've failed God badly, this story will come as a real encouragement to you. You see, when his boy came back home, broke, busted, and disgusted, the Bible says, while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Now, in that culture, fathers never ran. A proud patriarch would never hitch up his garments, bare his legs, and run. He'd never do it. So the point Jesus wanted to make is this. The moment you turn around and come back to God, he will run to meet you with open arms, forgive your sin, and restore you to your rightful place in his family. So the word for you today is, come, your heavenly Father is waiting for you.